WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and by PCB Wealth Management. Will you be ready for retirement? Let's plan today. For the first time in seven meetings between the two teams, the Brewers lost to the St. Louis Cardinals last night 5-1. St. Louis scored twice in the first inning and never trailed the rest of the way. Kyle Harrison took the loss. Garrett Mitchell and Cooper Pratt all had two hits each to lead a mostly quiet offense. The NL Central rivals will wrap up the unusual five-game series tonight with Logan Henderson starting for Milwaukee. And the first pitch for Game 5 of that five-game series will be at 6:45, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on local news and timeless hits, WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Pregame starts at around 6:10. Milwaukee Brewers starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff has been diagnosed with a new injury to his troublesome right shoulder after exiting early from the most recent start and returning to the injured list. An MRI exam revealed a new injury to his anterior capsule that was surgically repaired after the 2023 season. The Brewers plan to send Woodruff to surgeon Dr. Keith Meister for a second opinion. The 33-year-old experienced a drop in velocity on Saturday at Arizona and was removed during the fourth inning of his third start since coming off a nearly two-month stint on the injured list. Two Madison groups are questioning the process used by the University of Wisconsin when it hired Sean Eichhorst to be the new athletic director. The Madison Urban League and the UW-Madison alumni submitted an open records request. Two black candidates, interim AD Marcus Sedbury and Northern Illinois AD Sean Fraser, applied for the position and weren't interviewed. Frazier had served as a deputy athletic director at the Madison University in the past. The group say the university hasn't responded to the open records request yet. And the Bucks picked up a veteran wing, Caris LeVert, and two second-round draft picks as part of a six-team trade involving 10 players. The deal was announced yesterday. LeVert came off the bench for the Detroit Pistons last season, scoring 7 points a game. He put up more than 16 points per game in the playoffs. As part of the transaction, Milwaukee sent Taurean Prince and Gary Harris to Detroit. WRCO Sports has been sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Also by PCB Wealth Management. Will you be ready for retirement? Let's plan today. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.